Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Hamas militants say they will release some non-Israeli hostages in coming days. About 240 people were kidnapped and held hostage by the Gaza-based group since Hamas's October 7 attack on Israel, which started a recent increase of violence in the region. Abu Obeidah, a spokesman of the militant division of Hamas, confirms that the upcoming release was arranged with help from unnamed foreign countries. Mr. Obeidah did not say the specific number of captives that will be released, but claims the group no longer has reason to detain them.
Some countries have stepped in through intermediaries to release some of the detainees in Gaza who are of foreign nationality. We received the requests of these countries. We have therefore informed the mediators that we will release a number of foreigners in the coming days in line with our position stated earlier about our lack of desire or need to keep them or continue holding them in Gaza.
General practitioners have received triple the incentives for bulk billing children aged under 16, pensioners, and concession card holders. The government says it will be a huge boost to struggling medical practices who have found it difficult to offer patients free consultations. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says this will help relieve pressure on the healthcare system.
And the tripling of the bulk billing incentive is designed for more bulk billing to be spread as well as a result of what was the centrepiece of our budget handed down in May this year. We know that the health system is under pressure, and one way that you deal with that is by taking pressure off emergency departments by making sure that people can see their local GP.
And King Charles III has recognised the painful nature of Britain's colonial history in Kenya. In his first Commonwealth state visit as king, King Charles addressed Britain's early suppression of Kenya's struggle for independence.
There were abhorrent and unjustifiable acts of violence committed against Kenyans as they waged, as you said at the United Nations, a painful struggle for independence and sovereignty. And for that, there can be no excuse. In coming back to Kenya, it matters greatly to me that I should deepen my own understanding of these wrongs and that I meet some of those whose lives and communities were so grievously affected.
In response, Kenyan President William Ruto thanked the King for his courage, honesty, and openness. And in tennis, world number two player Carlos Alcaraz has surprisingly lost 6-3, 6-4 to Russian player Roman Safiulin in the second round of the ATP's Paris Masters. The Wimbledon champion made his return after withdrawing from the Swiss indoors last week with an injury. He lost the first set despite winning an early break. The 20-year-old Spaniard seemed to recover as he again broke the serve of Safiulin early in the second set to take a 3-1 advantage. But the Russian player fought hard, taking the advantage and earning himself the biggest win of his career. This loss is another obstacle for Alcaraz, who hopes to overtake Serbian player Novak Djokovic in the ATP rankings. I'm Sam Dover. This is SBS News in Easy English.